You're listening to the Melting Pot Radio Hour. My name is Michael Barnes. I am the host of this and also a show on KCRW, which I'm currently taking a little break from. Over the next couple of sets, I'm going to pay tribute to what I think is the best record store, at least the best record store that I've ever had the great fortune of coming into, and that would be Groove Merchant in San Francisco, located in the Lower Haight on Haight Street, and currently owned and operated by Cool Chris. It is a mecca for DJs of all varieties. It's gotten its reputation, particularly from DJs in hip-hop circles, as kind of a destination for classic breaks and also new material to sample from. And I'm going to play you a couple of sets. This first one, I guess, a little bit more funky. The second one, I think, a little more jazzy. And starting things off, I've said this, I think, a little bit earlier. I don't consider myself a serious collector. I know what I like. And these days I don't have nearly as many records as I used to. But most of the good records that I've owned, I've picked up from Groove Merchant. And some of the rare records that I've owned, I've also picked up from there. This would be one of the ones. I no longer own it, but I used to. And I still have some of the music from it. From a group out of El Salvador called Helio Ardiente. I guess Hard Ice, the name of the group translation. This song is a cover, sort of Simande's The Message. It's a cover, at least rhythmically. Lyrically, it sounds like they're talking about something totally different. And it comes from a record from 1974, Ritmo Ardiente. And some people have already posted this up, so I'm not going to throw it up on my website. But I did at least want to bring it to you in this set. Kind of a tribute to Groove Merchant and some of the sounds that I've picked up over the years from there. So here you go, Helio Ardiente and their version of The Message, El Mensaje, and you're hearing it on a tribute to Groove Merchant here on the Melting Pot Radio Hour.
We'll be right back. Yo creo que debe regresar. Y todo de nuevo comenzar.
I go, mama, tell.
Oh, Jimmy. baila bonito, mi Ho Chi Minh.
Ho Chi Minh, ella no baila bonito, Ho Chi Minh.
Thank you.
Music from the Grupo Folclórico y Experimental de Nuevo Yorkino. The name of the song, Iwa Modupe, and it comes from a record called Concepts in Unity, a double LP released on the Salsoul record label in 1976. That is a record that many people will say is maybe the best salsa record of all time. Having owned a copy of it, I find it hard to argue with that. It's a record really everybody should own, and something that's been reissued. I don't know about the legitimacy of the reissues. I've seen it on vinyl and seen it on CD, so it is something you can find. A little tougher to find in the original, though. But just an exceptional record. Exceptional sounds, once again, all coming from Groove Merchant, a record store out of San Francisco, kind of paying tribute to them. Also in the set, something that Cool Chris, the owner of Groove Merchant, literally handed me and told me to listen to, as is often the case when he does that. It's something that I ought to have. This one, pretty rare 7-inch from Harry Ray. Not in the best of shape, which I think is part of the reason why it was a fairly discounted price, maybe $15, $20, something along those lines. Ride Your Pony, the name of the song, on the All Platinum record label, 1974. Another Cool Chris recommendation from Mauricio Smith. Bitter Acid, the name of the album on Mainstream, recorded and released, I want to say, in 1967. Going Uptown, the name of the track. And that's one of the things that I still am fascinated and surprised by. Over the years, I mentioned that I've been shopping at Groove Merchant for 10 years now. It hasn't always been a regular occurrence, but Cool Chris, after really about the first couple months or so, remembered my name and remembered the sounds, which is the thing that I find particularly extraordinary. And so whenever I go in there nowadays, I try to go in there at least a couple times a year, given that we now live in Southern California as opposed to the Bay Area. But he always has something to play for me, and he knows the kind of sounds that I like, including fuzzy guitars, which I'll probably spend a little bit more time on a different edition this Melting Pot Radio Hour. But certainly heard some of that in the Mauricio Smith track, once again, from Bitter Acid. We also had something from Eddie Harris, a record that's really not that difficult to find. The name of the album is That Is Why You're Overweight, released on the Atlantic record label in 1975. The song It's All Right Now, though, is just a burner. Just a great dance song, kind of song to throw in a club. If I remember correctly, I think the note that was written on the record in Cool Chris's handwriting was something along those lines, kind of like an all-time party starter. And that's also one of the great benefits of going to a place like Groove Merchant. There are often notes on many of the records, kind of cutting down some of the time, pointing you in the right directions, letting you know that there's a drum break on particular tracks, that somebody sampled a particular track. And in many cases, records that you might have seen at other record stores kind of pointing you to the reasons why you might want to get a particular record. And in many cases, many of those records being in a pretty affordable range for some of those records, like that Eddie Harris. It's a record a lot of times he'll put out for $15, $16, $17, but a really good record, a really great song. Ahead of that, though, something much rarer from Helio Ardiente. The name of the album, Ritmo Ardiente, released on the Dicesa record label 1974 out of El Salvador. You heard their version of Simandes El Mensaje, though the lyrics are completely different. It makes it more kind of a song about relationships or something like that, or a particular relationship, instead of the broader concerns in the Simande track. But something that is really pretty difficult to find, and something that, again, one of the great benefits of a top-notch record store like Groove Merchant is that in some ways the digging has been done for you, and you just get to benefit from really great, great rare records and just incredible sounds. In the background is another thing that I had originally heard at Groove Merchant, though I didn't pick up my copy that I do have. At the store. I ended up picking it up later, but it comes from the Corporation. The name of the song is India. Self-titled record on Capitol from 1968 or so. It's something I've actually posted about on this website, Melting Pot, so you can check that post in the Dig Deep section and get the full version of the song that's in the background.